I manage a lot of things.
No, nothing immediately comes to your
mind.
No,
I can't think of it right now.
All right, what did molasses used to come in?
In barrels.
All right, what did lard come in?
Oh, it used to come in barrels and cans and buckets.
And buckets. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a lard stand?
A what?
A lard stand.
No.
All right. What did you use if you want to pour some water or some liquid into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
All right. And when you're using, when you're driving horses in a buggy, what do you crack to make them go faster?
Whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
bag.
All right, what would it be made of?
Paper.
All right. If you bought a large quantity of flour, it might be in a
sack.
All right, would a sack?
A cloth sack.
All right, now when you say sack, this would mean something cloth.
Uh-huh.
And a bag would be made of
paper.
All right. Bag and sack don't mean necessarily any particular size.
No.
It's the material that you think of. All right, what about feed and seed? They used to come in, or still do, I guess, in what containers?
Crocus sacks.
All right. Ever hear those called anything else?
Grass bags.
All right. Which is most often here around here, crocus sacks?
I believe it is.
All right. What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time?
A bushel.
All right. And you say, I took a bushel yesterday and I took a bushel today, so all in all I've taken two?
Two bushels.
Right. Did you ever hear that called a turn?
No.
Not two bushels, but you know, the amount you would take. Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a turn of corn?
No.
Or a turn of wood?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of a turn of wood. I go out and bring in a turn of wood.
How much would that be?
Oh, it'd be an armful.
Making you think of things you haven't thought of.
Oh, that's right. You sure have.
Well, light, when you have an electric light and it burns out, you have to screw in a new
bulb.
All right, there's a longer word people sometimes say, a new light.
Light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
clothes basket.
And what runs around the barrel? You know, they have the staves, but then there's some metal.
Hoops.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep it from?
A stopper, cork stopper.
All right. If you didn't have a cork one, what might in old days might you have used?
A pig, I guess.
All right. Did you ever see one made out of cloth? Twisted up?
Yeah.
Did you call that anything? Just a stopper? Or?
I don't know if they called anything else or not. But I've seen it.
There's a musical instrument that children play that you hold and you blow on.
A French harp.
What about one you hold between your teeth? And
juice harp.
Do you ever know anyone who played one of those? Or
no.
You play one?
No.
Now let's talk about the parts of a wagon. The part that comes up between the horses is the
tongue.
And if you had the same horse pulling a buggy, there'd be two.
Shaves.
All right, and around the outside of the wagon wheel, there's a steel part.
That's the rim.
All right, that's the part that touches the ground.
Yeah.
All right, what about the part just inside the rim where the spokes come?
Hub.
Now that's in the center, right? All right, you have the hub. Then you have the spokes coming out of that. Then what do they fasten into?
The spokes?
Mm-hmm.
Into the rim. I mean, that's the wooden part.
Uh-huh, around, inside the rim, just inside the rim.
Now what did they call that?